How did things finish up last week with the first set of OTAs for you guys?
We had a good week, worked last week, and really what we're doing is we're pushing through these installations, so and making sure that our rookies have everything before they leave at the end of minicamp. So we're pushing forward. We'll have another different install today, and you know, so far so good. Yesterday's practice wasn't the best practice of the four, but we'll improve today. I think after the 5-day layoff, we were a little rusty in certain areas.
I know we asked you about Kenny Clark last year, but are there any refinements to the process in bringing Kevin King along, you know, while he's out at school?
Well, I mean, when they're not here in Kevin King's situation, you know, you have meeting time that you're able to push through, and Joe Witt is doing that, and you make the best of FaceTime and those types of things.
With Corey, how beneficial has it been with some of those young guys on the interior line?
Well, this time of year is really about developing the young players. It's always been the case here, whether we're talking about a second or third year player making a jump, the initiation for the rookies. We go to a start from square one approach, both in the beginning of phase two and definitely again in phase three here. So it's beneficial for all these young offensive linemen. Really, we're focusing on fundamentals right now, just with the structure of the CBA practices, really the limitations of what you can do. Frankly, the defensive line are a distinct disadvantage compared to the perimeter players on what they're allowed to do under the CBA rules.
Hey, Mike, other than health with Davante Adams, what allowed him to make a significant jump from the previous year to last year? Where can he go, from year three to four?
Davante Adams made a huge jump. I think a number of things. I think he'd be the first to tell you, the injury that he fought through in year two was, he's definitely much healthier in year three. So complete understanding of all the positions, obviously an advancement in the route running, in a time clock, coordination between him and Aaron Rodgers was definitely much better last year. Frankly, I thought we did a much better job creating opportunities for him last year, both not only as the number one receiver, also the number two and number three hole as far as the formation alignment. So increased opportunities, he cashed in on it. I thought Davante had a heck of a year last year.
How do you feel about the depth at outside linebacker, where it stands now?
Feel good about depth at outside linebacker. We're operating at a 90-man roster, and that's really what I look for big picture-wise. Is you want the most competitive 90-man roster as you possibly can, because competition makes your football team better. We know that, whether it's phase three of OTAs, whether it's training camp, outside linebacker position, this is probably as good as depth as we've had there in some time. So I think you'll really see some of our guys jump out in training camp once we get the pads on.
This time of year, we're developing young players. How do you keep it fresh for the veterans?
Well, there's always new things. There's always a different approach. I think you have to stay, totally in tune with innovation, creativity. That's a constant focus of mine of how we approach practice, meetings, and really the engagement of your veterans. I think it's something that we talk about all the time. People don't really remember what you do. It's really what you do for others. And our veterans do a great job of helping our younger players, particularly, crossover thresholds, whether it's a rookie that's going through it the first time, whether it's a second, third-year player that's getting ready to make a jump, too. And this time of year is an incredible opportunity for our veterans to grow in the area of leadership and frankly, become experts at their craft and advance their training fundamentally, schematically, and everything that goes on.
Mike, last week Aaron went out of his way to talk about Don Barkley and what he brings to that offensive line. I'm curious your perspective as a coach, a guy who's been asked to do so much, a guy like Barkley over his career. What does that mean to you as a coach to have a guy like that as you try to navigate everything that goes on during the season?
I mean, Don Barkley has so many excellent attributes. You look at someone that can play all five positions and has played, tackle, guard, and center in our system. So His versatility, his work ethic. I mean, he's a great locker room guy. And, you know, most importantly, he's from Pittsburgh, so that goes a long way around here.
We asked you about some of those changes at the inside linebacker position as guys around the league just sort of have different
inside linebacker?
Yeah, that's some of the big safeties kind of move down inside, things like that. The position changing in general. How do you think that projects out over the next few years for some of the bigger guys, the traditional, so to speak, inside backers coming out of colleges that might play different schemes? Is there still a place for the traditional inside backer?
And you're talking traditional as in body type? Or?
Yeah, with as much sub as teams play now, is there still a place for those big thumper type guys that have filled the position for decades?
Definitely. I think there's always, you know, there's always room for a good football player in traditional linebacker position. And I think like any position, you don't want to be, you know, locked into that one position or any player. So your traditional inside linebackers that still have the ability to maybe step to the edge, give you pass rush, obviously the responsibilities on special teams. You can never have enough 6'3", 6'4", 250-pound men on your football team that can run. So in my view, there will always be a place for that body type.
You talked about working with the arrows. When you have a position like outside linebacker where you need to kind of see the pads off, is there anything you can do with the guys like Tyler this time of year to kind of accelerate their growth and spring and get them ready for training camp?
Absolutely. I mean, there's always things to work on. It's, you know, everybody's operating under the same roles. So it's we spend the majority of our time on fundamentals. We obviously emphasize the passing game, which everybody in the league has to emphasize the passing game this time of year just because of with the environment that you have to work in. So we've just taken a step further. So, yes, yeah, so there's definitely the fundamentals, the drill work, and more importantly, in the weight room. Because, you know, this is where the biggest jump needs to, you know, these guys have a chance to put on 8 to 10 pounds of lean muscle mass and grow and develop as an NFL player.
Mike, I know it goes without saying what it has done on the field for the last 3 years, but how do you kind of see him grow, you know, with the locker room, what he's done?
You know, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix has, you know, he has presence. I mean, you can see that as a young player, and it's definitely something that's grown in his time here. He has credibility. He's played at an extremely high level for us. The statistic I'm most impressed with, he's been over 1,000 reps, you know, every year that he's been here. So he's there every day, and his personality is definitely becoming, you know, a bigger part of our football team.